This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting raged in the Sudanese capital and a city to the south Wednesday, residents said, pushing more people to undertake dangerous journeys to safety across the country's borders. Those unable to escape grapple with shortages of food and other essentials, surviving only thanks to Sudanese charity networks among friends and neighbors. As talks to secure the safe delivery of aid yield no noticeable progress. During the night, two huge blasts were heard across Greater Khartoum. Residents of multiple districts said in the fourth week of battles between Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and his former deputy Mohammed Hamad Dalgo, who commands the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The staffing level is the latest peril facing Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's atomic energy company says Moscow plans to relocate around 2,700 Ukrainian staff from Europe's largest nuclear plant, warning of a potential catastrophic lack of qualified personnel. Ukraine power producer Energoatom says in a Telegram post, workers who signed employment contracts with Russia's nuclear agency Rosatom following Moscow's capture of the plant early in the war are set to be taken to Russia along with their families. The producer adds, removing staff would exacerbate the already extremely urgent issue of staff shortages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Ukrainian military unit said on Wednesday it had routed a Russian infantry brigade from frontline territory near Bakhmut, claiming to confirm an account by the head of Russia's Wagner private army that the Russian forces had fled. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Health agencies warn viral hepatitis could kill more people by 2040 than HIV, tuberculosis, and malaria combined if it remains a neglected and underfunded disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports every year viral hepatitis, a potentially life-threatening liver infection, affects more than 350 million people globally and kills more than a million. It says the African region accounts for 26% of the global burden for hepatitis B and C, including 125,000 deaths. Next week, the Hepatitis Fund and the Clinton Health Access Initiative is holding a high-level pledging conference, the first ever, in Geneva to address this issue. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The woman who won a $5 million judgment for battery and defamation against Donald Trump speaks out while he plans to appeal, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The New York jury in the civil case ruled Trump did not rape advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, as she says, but did sexually abuse and defame her. She spoke on Good Morning America.
Yesterday was probably the happiest day of my life.
In a video on his social media, Trump says his team will appeal.
I have no idea who she is, where she came from. This is another scam. It's a political witch hunt.
The former president, who never attended the trial, maintains he did not rape Carol in a department store dressing room in 1996. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. Representative George Santos pleaded not guilty Wednesday to charges alleging a financial fraud at the heart of a political campaign built on dubious boast about his personal wealth and business success. Santos is charged with stealing campaign funds, duping donors, lying to Congress, and cheating to collect unemployment benefits he didn't deserve. Long popular in Asia, floating solar is catching on as an energy source in the U.S., the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Floating solar panel farms have been an attractive and affordable idea to get electricity for communities that don't have a lot of land. Shana White with Duke Energy says they're launching a small floating solar pilot in Bartow, Florida.
The floating solar is nice. We'll be able to use different bodies of water that aren't really used for recreational purposes.
A study published in the journal Nature Sustainability found thousands of cities, more than 6,000 in 124 countries, could generate an amount equal to all their electricity demand using floating solar. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.